All right, guys. 2 weeks and a day left.
That's right.
We're doing it.
Woo!
Yay. Woo. Wow, that was weak.
Well, you were doing the arm. So
good try.
I felt like it needed something.
Day 51. We're in Philippians 2 and 4 today.
Yeah. And of course, this letter, all of these, you know, Colossians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, all of these, to clarify, again, are just letters that Paul is writing to a church, just to address some things going on. In Philippians, he is in chapter 2 specifically talking about imitating Christ. And so basically the whole focus here, though, is unity, right? He's focused on unity and how the body needs to guard and protect the unity of the church. And unity is just so critical. And he says one of the best ways that you can guard and protect the unity of the church is then to have the attitude of Christ, right? Because let's face it, when we get iffy with our unity, it's because we're kind of wanting our way and looking out and kind of getting ourselves easily offended or easily hurt or and he says, listen, have like-mindedness, and that starts with having the mind of Christ. And then he goes into this great thing about what the mind of Christ was like there, who not looking to elevate himself, because here's the thing, Christ was already elevated to the highest, but instead of just even pointing out how great he was, he just humbled himself to the point of death on the cross, you know, in every step of the way, right? Like we've talked about this before, the God of the universe who is omnipresent, confining himself to a womb for 9 months and emptying himself from the practical powers of his omnipotence and just humbling himself to be born a slave and poor and just this whole process, and then finally humbling himself to death. And so Paul says, and I love the progression here in Philippians 2, have unity, do that by focusing on Christ, and then practically what does that look like? Stop grumbling.
Yeah.
Do everything without grumbling, without arguing, without blaming each other.
Why?
but this is just this great thing that he does, and I love it. And then
it's a good nod to our process of sanctification.
Yeah, just saying like well, and the one another's, I think it's so clear that we have to fight for unity. Well, how do you fight for unity? Be humble and practice these one another's, right? Like love one another, bear with one another, forgive one another, do all of these things so that you can be unified. And then he gives a couple of examples, right? And he's like, I hope to send Timothy and Epaphroditus to you, right? These are people that are working hard for you. These are people that are doing it. And so he basically is kind of encouraging the church to accept them and to be ready for them. Mm-hmm. So, and then in chapter 4 of Philippians, he's basically closing this letter, and there's a couple things that I appreciate about chapter 4. Well, a lot I appreciate about chapter 4, but a couple things in particular. One is we go back to the issue of unity. How does he start? Therefore, my brothers and sisters, with whom I love and long for my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord and in this way, right? Stand firm. Like, don't get wonky here. And he says, I plead with Euodia, and I plead with Syntyche, whatever her name is, to be of the same mind in the Lord. I ask you, my friend, he's my true companion. He doesn't give by name, but he's like, you know who you are. I ask you, help them get themselves together because their bickering is causing a rift in the church. And it's not about...
So we don't know the details.
Yeah, it's not about theology or doctrine, because if it was about something that was doctrinal... Well, Paul always teaches about doctrinal things. He wouldn't shy away from saying this is the right way to do it. This is about some ancillary thing. This is about whether we're using canned music or having drums this week.
I mean,
or
I don't know the hymnals, why you would bring that up as an example.
If the hymnals are red or blue, right?
Yeah,
I don't know why either. but this is that thing, right? This is that look. This is Paul saying it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
What matters more is unity, that you get along.
Yep.
And then he gives the
I feel like I'm getting preached a sermon right now.
Right. And he gives the final greetings, and he goes through those things. He tells them not to be anxious right? But to rejoice in everything. And he just brings it all together in this way. Mm-hmm. Talks about the fact that they're sharing in his troubles and his burdens, and he's just mm-hmm. thanking them and encouraging them. So Philippians is a great letter of encouragement.